Hi, I'm Jim Hale. I'm the pastor of the Saratoga Chapel in Ballston Lake, New York. I'm your pastor for today. The events of last week, Charlie Kirk, school shootings, massive political demonstrations in Great Britain and in Europe. How did that make you feel? Afraid? Horrified? Angry? Confused? Upset? Losing perspective. And then there were voices, your news feeds, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, videos, people speaking, expressing their own feelings. And what did it do to you? It made it worse. So the question is, what can you do now to regain and maybe for the first time, begin to have a perspective that's filled with something different than fear and anger and confusion? My wife, Carol, lost her father a number of years ago. He died. It rocked her. And shortly after that, we went back to her house, and she was going through some of his stuff, and she came across a tape that he had made in the 1960s. And she was feeling so very lonely and longing for him, his presence, his voice, his words. And she played the tape. And for a few moments, something shifted within her. And all of a sudden, the sense of loss and was just gone for a couple of moments as she heard that voice and as she heard him speak and his words. Think about Mary standing before Jesus' tomb. She was utterly broken, weeping. Through her tears, she saw someone but didn't know who it was. But then that voice sang her name, Mary. And all of a sudden, her whole perspective changed. What can you do if in these days you're having these feelings of anger, fear, frustration? You can pray Samuel's prayer. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. You can do even more. You can pick up your Bible right now and begin to read and say, speak, Lord, for your servant's listening. You can take your phone and go to the Bible app and listen to the Word of God as it's read. And you can come together with other believers to hear the Scriptures read out loud and to listen to God's Word preached and receive it as it is, the Word of God which works in us. You want to change your perspective? The way to do it is through the Word of God.